from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Hey, welcome back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live at St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day 9 here at St. John Fisher University. We're joined by Alex Brasky, the Batavia Daily News, and Bills Digest back in the sports bar. Buddy, how are you?
Good. Feels like about day 20, but I think day 9 does sound right. It's been a great time out here. A little cooler weather today, which was a nice respite. A little bit of drizzle, but another nice day out here. Not as action-packed as we've seen over the course of the past week and a half, but certainly a productive day for the defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Alex, let's talk about some of the issues here that have been going on at camp. Namely, let's start with the safety position here. We know DeMar Hamlin's on this team. We know Taylor Rapp is on this team. But after that, knowing there you have two other guys that are week to week, which is a little vague, they're not going to tell us here, but do you expect the Bills to perhaps be keeping an eye on the waiver wire over the coming weeks?
Yeah, I would say so, particularly if Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop aren't able to return relatively soon, preseason beginning this week on Saturday. You really want to see those guys get some reps out there in game situations. You're looking for a starter opposite Taylor Rapp, and with a rookie in this new system, not very familiar with it. It's a complex defensive system. Mike Edwards has played in a system relative to this system, but at the same time, there's no replacement for experience on the field. And I think in order for the Bills to feel comfortable going into the regular season, they're going to need to see that from Edwards and or Bishop during this preseason. Now, Hamlin has had himself a nice offseason. He's played well during training camp, but I'm not sure the Bills are comfortable entering the season with him as their bona fide starter, knowing that he still has a little bit to work through. Didn't get as much playing time last year to work through maybe some of those lingering effects from the situation in Cincinnati to immediately vault him to full-time status entering this year. I don't think that's a very wise course of action for the Bills. Another name to keep an eye on, obviously, Micah Hyde has yet to announce his official retirement. There was no chance he was going to come out here to St. John Fisher. There's no chance you'll see him during the preseason. I'd sell Capaccio of WGR 550 on with me right here, right now podcast yesterday, and he made a good point. Vested veterans have their contracts guaranteed for the season if they are to suit up week one, so maybe the best time to look for a signing for Micah Hyde might be a week two and beyond or a midseason signing, but that's another name to keep an eye on as well. Definitely some concern at the safety position with just the lack of bodies that they have out there.
Go back to Hamlin for a second. You think that there's still a restrictor plate on whether or not he can be out there and handle the full workload?
Maybe not a restrictor plate in terms of the team's going to hold him back, but I think that's the last step in his complete return from that situation that he encountered. He's obviously been on the field dating back to last season, but to be relied upon as a starter for a team and a regular contributor is a whole different mindset that a player needs to have on a play-to-play basis, a game-to-game basis, be able to recover from bad plays, be able to build on good plays. So I think that would be the last test for Hamlin, per se. I think he's passed a lot of the tests so far and not many left. But entering the season with someone who hasn't taken on a full-time role or anything near it on defense after what he went through, I don't know if the Bills are yet comfortable in elevating him to that status going into a week one situation.
Yeah, and here we are at this point of camp where we have our first preseason game coming up, and it's an annual topic, and I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to this, Alex. How much should the starters play? And if you're just looking at the safety position, like, well, you make a case that DeMar Hamlin should see a lot of time, although, boy, if one of those guys should get hurt, then we're in real trouble, like putting it through those that prism. What about then Josh Allen in the offense? Where do you come down on the starters here in the preseason?
Yeah, to begin your point about the safeties, that's a very good point. With already missing two guys that had a chance at cracking the starting lineup, you only have Hamlin and Rapp left that you're really comfortable with, and you want to get Rapp out there because he's such a critical member of this defense now, the one in the back end kind of calling out the signals. He's the for sure starter at that safety position, but at the same time, if you lose him going into the regular season, you're pretty much screwed. So that's going to be something that they're going to have to weigh, getting him out there, getting him comfortable in his new role while also making sure that you preserve him for the regular season. But as far as Josh Allen and the offensive starters, I think there's a lot to be ironed out. You have so much changeover at the receiver position, and then don't forget about Connor McGovern at center. There's been some issues with snaps during training camp, and the last thing you want is for the regular season to roll around and those to linger into week one, two, and beyond. So maybe not extended time for the starters, maybe not in game one for the starters, but I think the starters are going to have to see some time out there, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I'm not sure you'll see Matt Milano, not sure you'll see a Von Miller on the defensive side of the ball, but for Allen, working that communication and that chemistry with his receivers and his new center, I think that's of critical importance, and I think the Bills are going to have to kind of cross that bridge over these next few days here and decide what they want to do.
Alex, talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing out of that wide receiver room that's gotten, I think, the most attention at camp, and is our eyes just kind of gravitate towards it because you've got a new name like Keon Coleman, and because you've got so many new names, whether you're talking about Mac Hollins, whether you're talking about MVS, whether you're talking about a guy that can't get on the field in Chase Claypool. Yeah. What's your takeaway from what you've seen through nine practices here on the wide receivers?
Yeah, entering training camp, we were all excited about Chase Claypool, right? He was the hot name in the spring and suffered that toe injury. Really hasn't been out there before he did suffer that injury. Didn't do much. It's been the Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid show. I mean, it seems like every other day they're trading big play and big play. Today it was Kincaid going down after a ball, tipping it to himself with one hand and coming up with the reception. Yesterday it was Coleman. Everybody saw it on social media, the full extension upward working against Christian Benford. So I think those two are the real deal. Coleman, maybe some rookie stuff to work out. We did see some miscommunications out there with Josh Allen today. Those have been maybe not prevalent, but they've been consistently happening throughout training camp, just kind of rookie, new QB stuff. And I think as the season goes on, you'll see that get a little bit better. But what I've seen from Coleman is exactly what he was billed to be coming out of the draft, a contested catch guy, a physical receiver, somebody who just goes up and gets it, and he's been able to do that time and again. Someone I've been really impressed with, their pass-catching ability, Mac Hollins. He's only caught over, I believe, 18 balls once in his career. It was 50 receptions with the Raiders a few years ago, but he's been a mainstay within the passing game throughout team drills, making catches over the middle. I'm not saying he's going to be a star receiver flying down the field, making huge catch after huge catch, but I've been impressed with his ability to contribute. Tyrell Shavers, he's been the hot name throughout training camp, much like Claypool was during the spring. Shavers, a former undrafted free agent, and I spoke with him after practice today, said one veteran who's been helping him along is a veteran who is in competition with him but hasn't been doing as well, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, another player highly discussed this training camp who just has not been able to find any type of latch on with his offense, and he dropped a couple balls with no defense on him yesterday. So I think there's still some left to be decided. I think your locks are Curtis Samuel, Shakir, Coleman, and Hollins, while Claypool, Shavers, and Scantling, I think, are the next in line. And then you kind of have an Isabella who was injured today. He was seen after practice walking around with a leg sleeve, so that's good news. And then a Hamler, and maybe outside looking in, Justin Shorter, who missed practice today.
Yeah, hear me out on Shavers, because he's the hot name, and he's put up some stuff. We get the cutdown day, and the way they do this now, it's just basically all players at once.
Yeah. But, like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, and so it's not only just Buffalo, it's everybody putting on talent. And if I'm trying to construct not just a 53, but a practice squad, is there some team that'd be like, ooh, Shavers is on the market. We got to go sign him to our 53 right now. I don't know necessarily. I think Shavers on the practice squad would be ideal. And then if one of these other options doesn't work out, you can always elevate him.
I think I'd agree with that. I think from the Bills fans' view and what they've heard throughout training camp, Shavers is a hot name. But amongst NFL circles, I'm not sure he's quite there. Now you have a name like Marquez Valdez-Scantling or a Chase Claypool hit the waiver wire. Like you said, outside teams may be more apt to pick them up a little more quickly. So maybe you'd be able to get Shavers on the practice squad a little easier than a bigger name like a Claypool or a Marquez Valdez-Scantling. But it's at the point now where Shavers is performing day after day, and with his contributions on special teams as well, it's going to be hard for the Bills to justify keeping him off the roster, especially if he follows up this successful training camp with production during the preseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Is there anything preventing the Bills from moving on from MVS if he just doesn't live up to the hype, play up to that level?
I think just the financial commitment that they made to him. I think he's guaranteed, I want to say, a couple million dollars, $2.5 million if they were to cut him. It's not a huge number, and I don't think it's going to be prohibitive of them moving on from him if Shavers really is that guy. But I think that's probably the main thing. And also the other thing is Marquez Valdez-Scantling has proved it before. He's proven that he has had trouble hanging on to the football, which we've seen at times throughout training camp. But he's also shown that ability to come up in the clutch situations, as he did against the Bills in Highmark Stadium in that playoff game last year. It was a big reason why the Chiefs were able to win that game, a couple of big catches down the field. So there's something to be said for whenever you're talking about a baseball player, you talk about the back of their baseball card. There's something to be said for the back of Marquez Valdez-Scantling's baseball card, even though he hasn't done a lot in training camp. So I think they're waiting for this one to play out during the preseason, and who knows, maybe they already have their mind made up and they say, we're keeping this guy because of his stretch the field ability, and that's that.
Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, right here, right now, podcast, Bills Digest. Anything else I'm missing out there?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, that's it for now. Varsity Media, yes, Associated Press. Alex, we had on Monday Von Miller join us, and if I had to ask you the question, it's difficult, like, how do you project where Von Miller kind of lands here, because he's the optimist. He's going to tell you, hey, I'm going to be back to where I was, just kind of paraphrasing. But realistically, what are the chances we get the old Von back on the field here?
I'll be honest with you. What I've seen from him this training camp, I'm liking what I'm seeing. The bend, the burst is back. I don't know if you're ever going to see Von Miller in his heyday when he was out there for, what, 60% or 70-80% of the snaps with the Broncos, really rushing the passer on every down. I think he's going to be a clear passing down specialist, and you saw maybe foreshadowing of that earlier in training camp. Bills worked third and long one day, and that was the day where Von Miller really went off. He had a day off before when they were working second and short, really a lot of the running game stuff, and then the next day when the offense was working those third and long situations, that's when you saw Von Miller thrive. And I think that's what you're going to see from him this season in those pass rushing specialist moments, third and long, obvious passing downs where he can pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. But I like what I've seen from him. He had a couple of nice pressures today as well. He's been working against Spencer Brown pretty regularly and beating him, not regularly, but often enough that it's left an impression on me.
Alex, when we talk about how they like to rotate guys on the defensive line, could we see something similar with corner, knowing that Kyrie Elam is, he looks better this year at training camp than he did certainly last year at this time with Douglas, Benford, and Elam. Could we see a three-man rotation at corner?
Yeah, certainly could. I know that with his production during training camp, that has been discussion. I don't think he has a chance of usurping either of those players at the top of the depth chart, which has also been discussed. But, yeah, I think the way he's produced and his playmaking ability is something that I think may warrant that rotation. Getting a player with that nose for the ball that Elam has displayed time and again, I think that could be of value in a rotation with a Douglas and a Christian Benford. Benford hasn't had the greatest camp. I thought maybe his best day was today. He's been on the receiving end of a few of Keon Coleman's highlight reel catches. Not a bad camp by any chance, by any stretch for Christian Benford, but certainly, I think with the way that Kyrie Elam's on the rise, I think there is room for that. And also, Christian Benford's had trouble staying healthy the past few years, so I think there's also going to be room for Elam to fill in maybe on a week-to-week basis in that way as well.
Yeah, so you've covered how many camps now?
This is my third one full-time, I think fifth or sixth here and there.
Okay, so we're doing the exercise like, okay, and it's kind of a cruel business, right? Who makes the team, who doesn't? Is it fair to say that this year, things are a little more in focus than in years past?
As far as the starters, yes. I would say pretty locked up. There aren't many position battles at the top of the depth chart at any position. You look at the offensive line, that's squared away. You have four locks at the wide receiver position. Your running back's coming back. Quarterback, top two linebackers if healthy. Defensive line pretty much squared away. Really in the secondary is really the spot where I guess there's some room for players to work in, namely at the safety position, leaving behind Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde this offseason. I think the depth positions, there's been a good competition throughout this camp. You look at the tight end three battle, Zach Davidson and Quentin Morris really battling it out throughout camp. Davidson had another nice catch down the sideline today. Depth positions along the defensive line and offensive line. But yeah, I would say entering camp, I think it was pretty much in focus what the team wanted at the top of their lineup on both sides of the ball. Some injuries here and there have kind of adjusted things, but there's still some questions left to be answered. But I think they like where they sit, especially when you consider this is a team in transition.
Alex, for Monday's practice, we mentioned the Andy Isabella injury. On that play, a little skirmish breaks out afterwards. And the thing I observed really didn't have much to do with the skirmish, but after the skirmish, Josh Allen was a lot more vocal than I think I've seen Josh Allen in terms of pointing out how upset he was at the defense for that contact on Isabella. Have you noticed that? Is that consistent with Josh so far through the course of the spring and through training camp, a more vocal Josh? Because we've heard it from some of his teammates. It's one thing to hear it. It's another thing to actually see it.
No doubt. And you saw the story that Tim Graham from The Athletic came out with a few weeks ago, how the team kind of wants him to take a step back from his teammates in order to maybe gain more of that leadership gravitas within that locker room. And I think that's starting to materialize on the practice field. You saw, I believe it was last year, he and Jordan Phillips getting into it on the field. And I think when you're a player like Josh Allen with that type of personality, a friendly guy, and you've played with guys since your younger years like a Jordan Phillips, there's a different dynamic than a quarterback should take on with his teammate. The quarterback is really the CEO of the team, the primary leader, should be in every respect. And not that the former veterans on this team did not respect Josh Allen. That's all you heard from them, how much they respected him. But I think maybe there was a little brother syndrome with him, with a Jordan Phillips and others previously, whereas this year he's the big brother. He is the leader out there. He is the one setting the standard, setting the tone, practice in and practice out. And I think he went over that to that defensive sideline today to really show them, like, listen, this isn't acceptable, and there's a new sheriff in town this year, and this isn't going to go on my watch. One of his teammates getting injured on the play, certainly not something that any teammate wants to see, particularly for a player like Isabella scratching and clawing for a roster spot. So, yeah, I've seen a step forward with Josh with his vocal leadership and just his leadership overall, and I think that's exactly what the team wants and needs going through this transition, and with him taking steps as a more veteran-type player in this league.
Can Josh Allen still be one of the guys? Kind of, you see what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, when you get to that level of quarterback, and you mentioned how you're a manager and a CEO and everything else, I mean, do you see that kind of role changing? Because my impression is, hey, he's a loved guy in the locker room, and he's just kind of one of the guys. But really, do you see that changing?
I think it has changed a little bit out there. There isn't as much goofing around. You don't see the races to and from drills anymore. I don't know if that was a Matt Barkley, Kyle Allen thing or what that was, but you don't see the quarterback races anymore. At least I haven't. Just a more business-like attitude from Josh Allen on the practice field. And going back to that Tim Graham article, I think that's exactly what the team wants from him, and that's what you need in your quarterback. When it comes down to it, late in games, in critical moments, you need your quarterback to have that mentality of a no-nonsense guy, somebody that you can look to that's going to be the rock of the team, and I think he's starting to take on that type of personality day by day.
What are you watching for on Saturday when they take the field against Chicago?
The wide receivers, for sure. The wide receiver, kind of how they go through the targets and playing time. Whether or not Marquez Valdez-Scantling can make any plays, whether Tyrell Shavers continues his ascension, Mac Hollins, if he can get out there and continue to catch some balls. First preseason game, it's really looking at those depth players, I think. Also along the offensive line, some battles going on there. And then obviously the secondary, who's going to rise at the top in the safety room with some opportunity there. Will some of these free agents they brought in, a Burgess, a Kareem Jackson, will they have a chance to fit in? A D. Delaney, who they signed this offseason, didn't see much from him until recent days. Cam Lewis also factoring in at that position. So safety and wide receiver, I think, as is the case with a lot of people, those are the two positions that I'll have my eye on.
So you're a Yankee fan, but you've got a Jays sticker on your laptop?
If you look closely,
that's a Buffalo sticker.
It's a Jays and Buffalo sticker.
Yeah. They were selling Jays and Buffalo merch?
Well, made by my friend Buffon Weck on Twitter, at Buffon Weck. He does a great job with anything Buffalo merch. And when I was in youth baseball, I played on the Blue Jays in like three separate leagues, like Young, the next one, and then Little League. So Blue Jays have always had a special place in my heart. And listen, I'm a Yankee fan. When do we ever have to worry about the Blue Jays?
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like the Mets where we're looking up at everybody. We're usually looking down at everybody, Gene. You set yourself up for that one.
Wait a second. 2009, dude. The standard the Yankees have set. I'm not just talking.
I said the division. I said the division.
Oh, the division's not the goal. Danger's rubbing his eyes here.
But I did say the division, though. I agree it's been a while since we've been league dominant, but division dominant, we've had our
It's going to hurt when you lose to Cleveland this postseason, Alex.
Yeah, well, the way the Yankees are playing right now, things are certainly trending up, Gene. I wouldn't be so sure about the Yankees' demise just yet.
Alex, let's just you and I, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Let's dial in.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Same old stuff. Gene was nice enough to mention it a lot earlier. The Batavia Daily News, thedailynewsonline.com. You can find all of mine and A.J. Cebulski's work for the Buffalo Bills. Also, the Right Here, Right Now podcast, that's available on that website. Also, our YouTube page and anywhere you get your podcasts, and on Twitter. Bills Digest coming out with a season preview issue in late August. I'm going to have to start work on that this week. And then the high school football season right around the corner,
Gene.
Here we go.
That's it. We're starting on Syracuse this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
You guys are nation or statewide names. Really carry that weight around.
It's good having you on with us, buddy.
Appreciate it as always.
Enjoy the rest of camp.
You can't help yourself, can you?
No, I didn't bring it up. Just for the record, I want to point that out. I brought up, hey, you've got a Blue Jay sticker. Tell me about the Blue Jay sticker when you're really a Yankee fan. No, this is more for Buffalo pride, and I get that. And hopefully you got to see the Jays when they're in Buffalo, and I'm okay if you were, hey, this is good for Western New York. But that is peak Yankee fan. Like, it's the division.
Stop,
we look down at the division. It's been 15 years. You're the Dallas Cowboys. That's who you are, Yankee fans.
We were having a nice Buffalo Bills football conversation, and this Mets fan has to walk into the room.
I did not bring up Yankees, Mets, anything like that. That was Alex who brought it up. Alex, who had to talk about the division, like, oh, great, division, yeah, that's really impressive, yeah.
We're going to regroup. We'll come back after a break. PJ Glasser, speaking of baseball, we'll give some winners on the diamond tonight. We've got a golf tournament that I know PJ's invested in for this weekend as well. The Wyndham.
Would Wyndham Clark be in the Wyndham?
The Wyndham. And we've got some men's Olympic basketball happening in real time. We'll get PJ's reaction to all of it. He's joining us here in about a half an hour or so. You can pull up a stool on the other side at 866-4FAN. Alex Brasky and all of our guests during Buffalo Bills training camp appear on the Ace Swim and Leisure hot seat. Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Avenue and Ridge Road and Webster, aceswim.com, and also Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville, maddiesmotorsports.com.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.